The Department of Justice Can't Give Justice to Black People by Shaka Buna. In the wake of the release of police video of the murder of 17-year-old Laquan McDonald, the local NAACP chapter and black politicians are yet again calling on the Department of Justice to make an inquiry into the police's handling of the McDonald murder and the policies and training of the Chicago Police Department. Black people's calls for the DOJ to put a leash on police departments around the country whom are acting like rabid dogs for their colonial masters in poor non-white communities have become the sounds of a broken record and irritating to hear. I mean, how many times must black people call for justice from institutions that ignore our calls or cosmetically deal with our legitimate claims before we come to the realization that the DOJ can't give justice to black people? A cursory review of the DOJ's website will show they have investigated several police departments of major cities for civil rights violations of black and Latino peoples and have routinely forced them to accept plea deals that imposes superficial remedial measures on police departments and precludes criminal indictments of police officials. The DOJ offers police departments a sweetheart plea deal that they can't refuse. That is, either agree to implement the DOJ's superficial remedial measures in their police departments or face federal criminal indictments for the violation of federal civil rights laws and the placing of the police department under federal control. Under the DOJ's plea deals to police departments, accountability and punishment for the police department officials' past crimes or violations of federal civil rights laws aren't even part of the plea deal. There can't be justice without accountability. Under the DOJ's plea deals to police departments, accountability and punishment for the police department officials' past crimes or violations of federal criminal civil rights laws aren't even part of the plea deal. There can't be justice without accountability. Philadelphia's Police Commissioner Charles Ramsey is aware of the DOJ's sweetheart plea deals to police departments that break the law. This is why Commissioner Ramsey called on the DOJ himself, asking for a federal investigation of a corrupt drug task force unit. Commissioner Ramsey also requested the DOJ investigation on his department's drug task force unit as a preemptive maneuver against the black and Latino community's calls for the DOJ to investigate and criminally indict the entire Philadelphia Police Department for corruption. Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel and the Chicago Police Department are taking a page right out of Philly Police Commissioner Ramsey's playbook by requesting the DOJ to only investigate the police murder of Laquan McDonald and precluding investigation into Chicago's black site detention centers, corrupt charges, police murders of black and Latino peoples, and racial discriminatory policing. So instead of black people continue to call on the DOJ for justice, we should actually be exposing the DOJ for its own injustice of institutional racism, involvement in the militarizing of police departments, and their compromising plea deals to police departments and court systems after knowingly violating our federal civil rights. From the belly of the beast, at Prison Radio, I am Shaka Buna. Thank you for listening.
These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.